What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Travel Guide Unwittingly Proves the Oofy Doofy Theory. The Oofy Doofy Theory, which I've been talking to you about, a lot of you guys out there say Amr, Oofy Doofy really isn't a theory at all because it doesn't exist. Oofy Doofy Theory is pretty much when a woman goes after a beta male who is socially awkward, maybe kind of physically deformed. Not saying they're a bad person by any means, but this is a person who comes from a rich family and easily taken advantage of. Now, before we continue with the video, guys, I'm out here in Guatapé, Colombia. This is the world famous rock that everybody talks about when they go to Guatapé. It's right there in front of us. God willing, tomorrow morning I'll go there and I'll go up the mountain. It's a beautiful, beautiful scenery. We're up in the mountains. I think we're like, 7,000-8,000 feet. So it's kind of chilly at night. I'm sure it's going to be super cold. This is my cabin over here, guys. Yes, I have a cabin. It has a barbecue over here. In fact, after I'm done with this video, I'm gonna go get food, and I'm gonna do a barbecue over here. This is my cabin. Okay, internet is actually pretty damn good here. So got a refrigerator, got some stuff over here. Obviously, bathroom over here looks really nice. This is a bedroom where me and Yogi Ob's mom gonna get it on tonight. And there's a TV. I'm not a big fan of TVs, so this is my cabin for the night. I'm gonna walk around this place, see what's going on. But this is a very, very nice place. I got this cabin for the equivalent of 31 American dollars. That's kind of cheap, you know, for a cabin like this by the lake, you know, with all this scenery. It should be more than 31 bucks a night. But, you know, the people who own this cabin, they own a marina. You guys can probably see it, but over there they have boats. So what they do is that that's how they make their money. You know, they rent boats out, they rent jet skis, they rent all that stuff out. Now, joke's on them, because I don't do any of that stuff, you know. So this is why I get this cabin for $31. Now, also, you know what? What's this? Anybody know what this is? I think it's orange. I just bit into it. Kind of bland. You know, a lot of people say Colombian food isn't good. No, Colombian food is good. See, the thing about Colombian food is that Colombian food is bland, meaning it really doesn't have a taste, which actually is a good thing. And the reason why bland food is a good thing means that the food is actually healthy and doesn't have sugar, fats, and all that mumbo jumbo. Personally, guys, I love Colombian food, you know, because it's healthy, doesn't give me heartburn like the food we get back in America. So all you guys out there, you know, who say Colombian food sucks, you guys are just used to too damn much, you know, you're used to McDonald's too damn much. Anyways, going back to the point of this video, a travel blogger unwittingly proves the Oofy Doofy theory. So, you know, before I came out to Colombia, I was thinking where to go. I even thought of going to Cuba. And of course, I did what I normally do. I went online. I typed in, you know, not reviews for Cuba, but, you know, what to do in Cuba, stuff like that. So one of the blogs I read was written by a girl. And she told us that American credit cards and debit cards do not work in Cuba at all. And, you know, she said, bring enough cash to last your stay in Cuba, because there is no Western Union, there is no Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Anything from America does not make it into Cuba when it comes to the financial system. However, for non-Americans, you know, they can use their credit cards like they normally do. Now, even though this girl is an American girl, she said, well, you guys have to worry about bringing enough cash with you to last you your stay in Cuba. Otherwise, you're going to end up homeless. She doesn't have to worry about that. And the reason why she doesn't have to worry about it is that she uses her boyfriend as her ATM. Yes, the girl said in the article, I use my boyfriend as my ATM when I'm traveling. All right, guys, what you guys out there need to understand, man, this whole red pill, manosphere, maintain frame, brah, be assertive, brah, put her in her place, brah, none of that shit matters to women anymore. You know, these women, especially the younger millennials and the Gen Z, these are all about hayat ad-dunya. They're all about the glitz and glamour of this world, guys. You know, just an hour ago, I was eating at a restaurant here, nice little restaurant, you know, local fish, tilapia. You know, the fish comes from the waters down here. So it was a good, you know, it was about 30,000 Colombian pesos, which is about $8. So for $8, I had tilapia. They fried it. I had some French fries and some salad next to it. It was a great, great lunch. So, well, while I was sitting there, there was a girl. She was with an oofy doofy guy. He was holding her purse. He was holding the, you know, those fucking small dogs that all women tend to love for some reason. She can put him in her fucking purse. So he was there holding the dog, holding the purse, while she's sitting by the bank of the river, you know, at the restaurant, taking selfies of herself. You see, this is what you guys out there need to understand, man. These women out there, they want a guy who comes from a rich family. That way the guy can say, Daddy, can you wire me $1,000, $5,000, $10,000? That's what she wants. And also at the same time, she wants a guy who is low SMV when it comes to the looks department. Again, oofy doofies are funny looking people, you know. Like the guy that I saw holding the girl's purse and the dog, you know, an hour ago while his girl was like taking selfies of herself. The guy looked like a fucking midget, you know. He looked like a tall midget, you know. See, this is the thing about Oofy Doofy. These girls, they go out with guys whose SMV is way lower than hers. And, you know, people wonder, what does this woman see in a Oofy Doofy? Why is she going out with a guy who is funny looking and his SMV is less than hers? It all comes down to money, guys. You know, ask yourself this question, man. I've been all over the world, man. I've been all over Mexico. I've been all over, well, I haven't been all over Colombia yet. Wherever I go, guys, I always see Oofy Doofy. Whenever I see tourists walking around, the guy is funny looking and the girl is hot. Okay, you guys out there need to understand, man. Not every woman can have a successful OnlyFans, okay? Not every... And here's the thing, let me tell you something, you know. A lot of these OnlyFans model, they actually have a Oofy Doofy traveling with them, not just for financial support, but he's the one taking pictures of her and shit like that. When I was in Cancun the first time back in the summer, there was this Australian girl. She's half white, half Australian. She looked exotic. She was tall, you know. So imagine half white Australian and half Indian She had an OnlyFans, and her boyfriend was an oofy doofy, you know, and she was telling me, you know how I'm able to afford all this? And I'm like, how? I have an OnlyFans, and my boyfriend takes my pictures. So, I mean, imagine that, man. Imagine you're a fucking, you know, you're a boyfriend, you're a husband, and here is your girl not just selling her pussy on the internet and in person, probably, but you're the one who's taking pictures. You are the one who is helping her set up her OnlyFans and maybe even help her go meet her clients. See, this is what these women want, guys. There's a reason why women today are, they're pushing for polygamy. They're pushing for the polyamorous relationship, aka an open relationship. That way, what the woman wants is that the woman wants Chad to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, her pussy, while the beta male takes, he takes care of her financially. I'm looking at these guys over there fishing. Let's see if they catch anything. Honestly, I don't mind renting a boat to go fishing with, even if it cost me the equivalent of $30, $40. No, I don't mind doing that tomorrow. Let's see if these guys catch anything. I think they're a fly fishing. They're not fly fishing. I don't know. Maybe there's trout in here. I know there's definitely tilapia. And you can actually buy by the way, guys, on the way up here to Guatapi, you can actually buy fish from Guatapi, from this lake over here, really, really cheap. So how Guatapi works, guys, is that once you get off the main highway, there's about 30 kilometers between the main highway and up here, okay? So when you're going through the 30 kilometers, there's a lot of restaurants, and they're dirt cheap, by the way. So if you guys come up here to Guatapi, the main center where I'm at right about now, actually the main center is about 3 kilometers that way, okay? That's the main center. It's 3 kilometers that way. You can't see it from here, okay? It's right there by the lake. They're hella expensive. You know, by American standards, it's not that expensive. Overall, guys, Medellin is a cheap country. It's cheaper than Mexico even, okay? So, like I said, you know, the nice fish meal I had an hour ago, it was the equivalent of $8. So, you know, actually, it was like maybe $7, $7.50. Because I tipped the lady like 1,000 pesos, you know. 1,000 pesos is actually less than 25 cents, just to let you know. Okay, so Colombia, guys, is dirt cheap, okay? I don't think it's at the level of Mexico. I know a lot of people like to look down on Mexico, but I think Mexico is a little bit more advanced infrastructure than here in Colombia. You know, I'm in Medellin. Maybe Bogota is a little bit more infrastructure better. That's what everybody says. But to be honest with you guys, as long as I have internet connection, a place to stay, and I got access to coffee, I'm good. So, you know, when it comes to hospitals and shit like that, healthcare, I know some people come to Colombia. Colombia is probably cheaper than Mexico, but how good are the doctors? Probably good, I guess, but, you know, my doctors are in Merida, California, Merida, Mexico, okay? Anyway, going back to the video, why women are going out to the oofy-doofy guys, it's because these guys, they take care of her financially, they give her emotional support. She's not physically interested in them, okay? This is where Tinder comes in. This is where swing clubs coming in. You know, the number of swinging couples is exploding where the guy is like, hey, fuck my girl. See, when a guy says, hey, fuck my girl, what he's really saying is that she doesn't love me. I'm not good enough for her, you know, from a physical attraction perspective. So to keep her happy, I let her fuck other guys. Let me say that again. Oofy doofies let their woman fuck other guys just to keep her happy. This is what you guys out there have got to understand. This is the whole point of this video, okay? Maintain frame, brah. Alpha cock, brah. Put her in her place, brah. She's just gonna go over to some oofy doofy and then go on Tinder, go out to a swing club, and have Chad fill up her holes, okay? That's just how it is, guys, okay? So you guys out there, you good guys, you're honorable guys, none of that stuff mean anything to women. You guys need to understand, man, women genuinely hate good guys. Why? Good guys have standards, okay? You know, when I was coming here on a motorcycle, I was shooting a video giving you a tour of Guatapi, the touristic part of it, which again is 2 kilometers that way. I don't know if you guys saw it. I was passing by a couple. There was a beautiful woman in the passenger seat of this fucked up old ass, ugly ass car, and it was driven by a, you know, it was driven by one of the slow life scumbag bad boys, you know, the type of guys who are like, I cut you up, bro, you know, scumbag type. And I'm asking myself, you know, why would a beautiful woman want to be driven in such an ugly car? She's with this fucking low-life scumbag bad boy. Listen, I get it, you know, if he has some money, if he has, you know, maybe he's good in bed, I get it, but he's a fucking scumbag, he's a fucking loser. You know, a lot of these women out there, they want to go with a loser, you know, because they want to fix him up at the same time. And also at the same time, this loser guy, he doesn't give a fuck about them. So, see, women are in a state of, okay, if I have it good with a good guy, okay, I'm going to lose it. You guys need to understand, women need to go between, oh, the simp who's going to worship me, treat me like a goddess, to the guy who's going to treat me like shit, beat me, whip me, you know, call me a piece of bitch, you know. But the guy in the middle, you know, the guy who's not going to be her walking mat, and also at the same time, he's not going to abuse her. The guy in the middle, the guy in the straight and narrow, she genuinely hates guys like that because she doesn't get the chaos. She doesn't get the emotional high. I'm a queen. This simp is treating me like a queen. He's gonna fly me out all over the world. Oh, this bad boy piece of shit, low-life scumbag, you know, he brings me down here when he beats me up, spits in my face, and calls me a bitch, and leaves me outside his house at 2 in the morning. Guys, let me tell you something, man. Even as far back as 13, 14 years ago when I was driving taxi, I've actually taken girls who tried to go to their boyfriend's place, and the boyfriend is like, bitch, get the fuck out. I'm telling you, this one time, this girl, she was hot. I took her to her bad boy boyfriend's place at like 2 at night, and for 45 minutes, she was banging on his door. He's inside, but he's not opening the door. He told, you know, the first couple of times she banged on the door, he told her, bitch, get lost, I'm not talking to you. And then she just kept pounding on the door, crying, I love you, let me in. And the guy is not even responding to her anymore. So I'm sitting there, you know, driving the taxi, you know, because when she was out there, I was sitting in the taxi. I'm not having any of that fucking crap, you know. None of my business what you people do. So I was sitting in the cab thinking to myself, here's this beautiful girl. The guy wants to have absolutely nothing to do with her. He told her, bitch, get lost. And there she is. 45 minutes banging on his door. It's fucking cold outside. That's why I'm in the fucking cab. and she's crying at 2 in the morning, you know, I'm thinking to myself, look, I get it, you know, if he's a bad boy, he's rich, you know, he knows how to eat pussy, maybe he has some sort of magical powers, but the vast majority of these women out there, they're just going out with scumbag bad boys, just total losers, you know? And you guys need to understand, man, from a religious perspective, these women have something called maradonal alb. They have a disease of the heart, okay? So when you have a disease of the heart, God only increases that disease. This is why we see women today becoming worse and worse every day. You guys need to understand, man, women are not gonna get better, okay? Women will only get worse, okay? Before I end this video, when you guys go online and you see these post-wall women saying, oh, feminism lied to me, I want a good man now, what she's really saying is that I need a pet wallet, like a Lion of MGTOW and MGTOW TV says, women just want a pet wallet. Once a woman secures the pet wallet, she's gonna go right back to the bad boy. You know, that's just how it is. So, you guys out there, man, you all need to understand, just give up on women. Until God decides to Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Western civilization, we go back to the 7th century. Until that happens, guys, just give up on women, okay? The only woman out there who might actually want a relationship are women so ugly that not even a dog will look at them. But if a girl is a 4 or above, she has guys in her DMs. She has guys simping for her who don't even know her. She'd be walking in public and some sucker will simp for her. So these women out there, man, you know, like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is, you know, the problem is it's the simps, the beta males, the oofy doofies who empower, encourage, and enable women to be the way they are, you know. This is why I think there's going to be a catastrophic decline in the number of men. Guys, we need a catastrophe that's going to effectively dwindle the number of men out there, okay? You know, you guys have to understand, man, throughout human history, there was always far more women than men out there. Today, the number is almost equal. This is why the women are the way they are. You guys can't compete with the oofy doofy who's gonna fly her all over the world. You can't compete with the random simps who are gonna worship her online. You can't compete with the bad boy loser who beats the shit out of her. This is what you guys out there have got to understand. You cannot win, okay? The fact that a woman can make her own money today, she doesn't need a man, okay? These women, they can go online, they can sell their pussy on OnlyFans. Listen, a lot of women, even in Mexico, when I was in Mexico, there were Mexican women out there who were starting an OnlyFans, and guess who's taking the pictures? Their boyfriend. And not only that, you know, when I picked up Mexican prostitutes off the escort sites, guess who dropped them off at my house? Their boyfriend. You know, can you imagine being a girl's boyfriend or a husband and you drop her off to some random guy's house at 1 o'clock at night? Come on, man. So you guys see where society is today, where a woman can be dropped off at 1 o'clock at some random guy's house, and you, her husband slash boyfriend, you're dropping her off. I mean, where does society go from this? I mean, where can we go from this? I mean, the only thing I can see is, you know, God is probably cranking his fist right now, and he's about ready to unleash on us. So this is, I think God is like right here, you know, cranked up his fist like 99%. And eventually he's going to go like this. Once God goes like this, we're going back to the 7th century, okay? a lot of guys are gonna die. Maybe they're gonna be drafted. Maybe the Scamarona vaccine will kill them. Hell, maybe even the fact that when the economy crashes, a lot of these soy boys, you know, they won't be able to hunt. You know, they can't go out and fish. They can't fucking chase after a motherfucking rabbit or some dumb shit like that. So maybe the oofy doofy, the beta males, the simps, maybe they will all die of hunger, you know? Maybe when we don't have hospitals anymore, they'll die from a fucking, you know, cold. Or maybe a fucking squirrel killed them. Some dumb shit like that. But all I know is, from an Islamic perspective, Western civilization has to be destroyed. That's number one. Number two, there will be a significant reduction in the male population. Now, is that going to be tomorrow, next week? Guys, we are literally at the footsteps of a nuclear war, okay? America just shot down a Chinese spy balloon, okay? Maybe the Chinese are going to say, you know what? This is the beginning of World War III, motherfuckers. You shot down our plane? Well, we're going to unleash a nuke against you guys. I think we're going to see a nuclear war. I honestly think we're going to see a nuclear war. It's going to take out the internet. It's going to take out the infrastructure. It's going to take out hospitals. It's going to take out the logistics supply. I really believe we are going to go back to the 7th century. I mean, think about it, you know. Once we lose internet, we lose electricity. You know, we lose the ability to drive cars. We lose medicine. I mean, it effectively will be the 7th century if we lose electricity, we lose internet, we lose gas. We're going back to the 7th century, okay? Until that happens, guys, I honestly think the only way forward for you guys to get your dick wet is if you do pay to play, you know? Here in Medellin, I spent the weekend here in Medellin. I went to Laurels, I went to Poblado, I went to Provincia. There's a lot of simping going on, man. Giga Chad gets his pussy up front. You know, Giga Chad just goes on Tinder and pussy comes to him. No problem there. But anything other than Giga Chad, you have to put in an effort. You know, you have to go to the pub. You have to go to the bar. You have to get the bitch drunk. You have to listen to her bullshit. And then hope to God she's intoxicated enough for you to nail her. You know, I did a video a couple of months ago saying, just get her drunk, bro, okay? The only way a non-Giga Chad can get a woman is to get her drunk. That's the only way you can have sex if you're not a Giga Chad nowadays, is to get the bitch drunk or intoxicated with alcohol, drugs, cocaine. I don't know. I don't do any of that stuff. But the point here, guys, having a good traditional woman, that's out of the question. That does not exist anymore, okay? These women out there, man, they just want to be entertained. They just want money, money, money. That's it, man. They're not looking for a relationship. All they care about is money, and that's it, okay? So the most important thing for you guys to take away from this video, guys, is that get women off your menu. By the way, Erin Clary wrote a great book titled The Menu. You know, it's being advertised on Third Flingin's TFM's channel, you know. The Menu by Erin Clary. Now, Erin Clary, when you listen to his advertisements, he says, I wrote this book so people don't kill themselves, okay? You guys out there gotta understand, man. If you are outside of being a giga Chad or a very, very rich man, you're not going to get your pee-pee touched, okay, guys? So 80% of you guys, you're not going to get your pee-pee touched, okay? Another thing, you guys have to understand something about women, okay? Not every woman is going to be an OnlyFans model. Not every woman is going to be able to sell pussy, okay? A lot of these women, especially when they are post-wall, a lot of these women out there, they're simply going to lose it because they're going to be like, I was a slut, I was a hoe, and now I'm 35, 40 years old, Chad ain't calling me up, I don't have simps sending me money anymore, what am I going to do with my life? So like Aaron Clary said, he wrote the menu so people don't kill themselves. You know, I suggest anybody watching this video, go get Aaron Clary's The Menu. Guys, here on MGTOW TV, we have an Amazon store, okay? Buy Aaron Clary's book from our store. That way, we get commission on it. Also, there's another great book out there by MD from Smash TV, the Black Pill book. Buy MD's Black Pill book, okay? MD's Black Pill book will give you the knowledge you need to understand why women are so fucked up and how men need to understand that it's over for you if you are not Giga Chad, okay? And then get The Menu by Aaron Clary so you can understand, so you can get an idea of, well, what can I do if I'm not going to get my pee-pee touched, you know? You guys take me, Amr Mitwali, for example. Look where I'm at, guys, you know? Look at how beautiful this is. I travel a lot, okay? And I use escort websites. I'm happy, you know? Sometimes you can meet a cool girl and be like, hey, you're gonna be my regular, okay? Whenever I'm in town and you're in town, I'll call you up, throw a couple of dollars your way, and Nagasaki, Hiroshima, that pussy, you know? She gets a couple of dollars, I get my deck wet, she's happy, I'm happy. Win-win situation. A lot of you guys out there, you need to put yourself in a position where you strike a deal with a girl. Like Red Pill Mary that MGTOW TV says, women are going to cut back alley deals, okay? Now, my honest advice is don't do this in the West. Do this in Mexico, in Colombia, because in America, the bitch can meet to you. In America, you know, a lot of American women, they're selling pussy for $400-$500. You know, here in Colombia, you know, this one girl offered me $100. She'll spend the whole night with me in my bed, you know, for $100. Unfortunately, she just got her period, so I'm gonna wait. Maybe her period will go away before I leave. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys is that, you know, you need to start getting women off of your menu, and the only way you can move forward with a woman is pay to play. And like I said, guys, if you have to hop on a plane, come to Mexico, come to Colombia every now and then, or if you are in Europe, go to Latvia, go to one of those poor countries in Eastern Europe. If you are in fucking Australia, go to Philippines, go to Southeast Asia, you know? I honestly think that's going to be the future. For a lot of you guys out there in the West, you need to go overseas for pussy. And don't think that women overseas are any better. Okay, Colombian women are just, Colombian women, Mexican women, they're just as solipsistic and narcissistic as American women. The only difference between us and them is they don't have Big Daddy government backing them up with money and having a police officer show up to your door, shoot you in the back of the head because some bitch said so, okay? So the woman here, they have to be a little bit more realistic. They have to live more in the real world. This is why women here sell pussy. You have to understand, there's simply not enough oofy doofies to go around, you know. Not every woman can get her hands on an oofy doofy's father's money, okay? So if a woman wants to live this high life, I mean, think about it, you know. Here in Colombia, they make less than $10 a day, okay? The average Colombian, the minimum wage in Colombia is like 220 some dollars, you know. So imagine a girl selling pussy for $25-$50, you know. To you and me, that's a fucking bargain. Getting pussy for $25, to you and me, that's a fucking bargain, you know. In America, some places in America, just to park your car is going to cost you $25-$30, you know. If you want to park your car in New York City, that's $30, you know. So imagine getting yourself a hot Colombiana for $25, you know. For us, that's a steal, but for her, that's like, I made 10% of the monthly minimum wage I would if I was working as a fucking cashier or a burger flipper, you know. She makes 10+% of her monthly salary in just 1 hour. So you guys see how she wins and you win, right? Because you guys gotta understand, man, women don't want to be in monogamous relationships. They want to be out there in the streets, you know. Coach Greg Adams, you know, he has that soundboard button where the girl says, in the streets, you know. Women want to be in the streets. Listen, a woman doesn't mind going out with you, sucking that guy's dick over there, getting Eiffel Towered by Chad and Tyrone over there, having the whole football team from that school run a train on them. But women do not want to belong to one guy anymore. This is the bottom line that I want to get to you guys out there. Women do not want to be in a monogamous relationship. This is why women out there are talking about situationships. I'm in a situation with Brad. I'm in a situation with Kevin. I'm in a situation with Tyrone. You know, a situationship is not a relationship, okay? And like Hold the Truth Hostage on MGTOW TV says, there is no more relationships. We live in the no-term society. There are no terms anymore. There is no relationship. It doesn't exist. Furthermore, like Hold the Truth Hostage says, think about it. If you tell a girl, hey, let's be in a monogamous relationship, what you're really telling her is that you can't go out with this guy, you can't suck this guy's dick, you can't get Eiffel Towered by them two guys over there, you can't have a whole team run a train on you, you know. So imagine you're a dude and someone says, hey man, you want this money? Well, guess what, you know, you can't go with your friends anymore, you can't hang out with your friends, you can't go to your favorite restaurant, you can't play sports on the weekend. You know, if somebody tells you, oh, I'm going to give you good money, but you're not going to have a life, you're going to be like, that's not worth it, you know. It's the same thing with women, but from a satanic perspective, you know. When it comes to women, everything a woman does is based in Satanism, okay? The whole point of the patriarchy was to keep women from becoming full satanic. Today, everything a woman does is about pussy, pussy, pussy. That's all a woman cares about. My pussy is gonna get me this money, this bag, those hot dudes over there. So when you tell a woman, hey woman, you can't do this anymore, that's that you're telling her, hey, you can't use your pussy power anymore. Woman, there's nothing more a woman loves than her pussy power. She loves getting out of a ticket because of her pussy. She loves getting a Louis Vuitton bag because of her pussy. She loves getting the bag, you know, money because of her pussy. She loves getting free things because of her pussy. And the second you tell her, you can't do that anymore because you're my girl, she's gonna lose it. And by the way, guys, a lot of these girls who go out to these guys who beat the shit out of her, trust and believe they have some oofy doofy beta male simp on the side who's providing her money and emotional support. And you guys don't want to be in that type of relationship, man. You don't want to be in the relationship where the bitch is, you know, fucking other guys, and at the same time, you know, she only comes to you when she wants money, you know. That's a horrible relationship to be in. The bitch has absolutely no respect for you in that case. And I can't stress this enough, guys. Modern women, they have they have a disease in the heart, and God only increases that disease, okay? I would venture to say, you know, again, going back to Aaron Clary, Aaron Clary did the math. He says less than 3% of women out there are decent human being, meaning that pretty much 97% of women out there are total and utter trash, you know? When I talk to women off the escort sites or at the beta male cafe or at the beta male pub back in, you know, small town USA, I don't take these women seriously anymore, guys. You know, in the past, I would think about a girl, you know, maybe plan things out. But now I don't care. Now it's like, am I going to get your pussy or not? If I'm not going to get your pussy, cool. Keep it moving, like Red Pill Marriage says. So you guys out there, man, you guys need to understand, man, take care of yourself first. Enjoy your life first. Love yourself first, okay? Put yourself first. When it comes to women, you know, I'm here in Gotapi today. If I find a woman, she wants my dick in her pussy, cool. If she doesn't, oh well, keep it moving. But the bottom line, guys, stop making considerations for women. Either you're going to stick your dick in her pussy or keep it moving. Anyway, guys, that's the video for today. I might do a barbecue later tonight, and I'll show you what I'm doing. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.